I say the same thing every time I talk to you, Jim. This story never ends and never seems to lose its intriguing nature.
Yeah, I think we're all going to be old folks before we get to the bottom of what's going on here.
I had one of my listeners said that we can make a fortune off of just working on this story because there's just so much to it. Well, in your story in yesterday's Detroit Free Press title, there was a stripper. I was at the party, the Tamara Green case. What's the latest?
Well, this woman named Tamika Green was revealed in a court motion on Sunday to have claimed that she was at the Manoogian Mansion party. And, you know, one of the big criticisms of Norman Yatuma's lawsuit against the city of Detroit and Kwame Kilpatrick over that party and the death of Tamara Green, who was a stripper who supposedly danced there and was later killed, is that there are no eyewitnesses. But now we have two people who claim they're eyewitnesses and that they were at the party. One is a guy who fancies himself as a biker who said he was hired as security. The latest is a woman who says she was hired to dance there with Tamara Green and that she saw Carlita Kilpatrick, the first lady, supposedly assault Tamara Green and many other activities such as 150 people being there and 10 uniformed police officers and cocaine and marijuana. Her problem and the problem with the other guy who has come forward is that she has credibility issues.
And both of those folks have credibility issues. So where do we stand with this case? Where does it go next?
Well, what's going to happen, there's a couple things. December 1st, next week, Judge Rosen in federal court in Detroit is going to decide whether to penalize the city of Detroit because guess what? They threw out Kwame Kilpatrick's computer in early 2008, thereby destroying all of his emails that they were supposed to turn over in this case. So the judge is going to rule on that next week. The bigger issue, though, is whether the case is going to be allowed to proceed, and that is scheduled for oral arguments in January, and we expect a pretty quick response from the judge after that as to whether he's going to allow this lawsuit to continue, you know, whether it's going to continue to go down the path toward a full-blown trial.
Jim, there is a story floating out there that Ken Cockrell actually inherited Kwame Kilpatrick's computer. Is that true?
Well, Kwame Kilpatrick filed an affidavit in federal court yesterday. You know, it's a sworn document that says my computer was turned over to my successor. You know, Ken Cockrell, who was the city council president at the time, took over as mayor when Kwame Kilpatrick quit and went to jail. And so Mr. Kilpatrick says, Cockrell's got my computer. It's not missing. So we're really unsure what the truth is here, whether it was turned over to Cockrell or whether it was destroyed, as the city attorney claims.
Well, Jim, if I was a devil's advocate, I could say, look, this guy's in jail. There are laws in place stating that he cannot serve as mayor again here in the state
That's
of
right.
Michigan. Why don't we just let it go?
Well, this lawsuit is more about the family of Tamara Green than it is Kwame Kilpatrick. You know, this lawsuit was filed by three of her children who are, it's kind of a sticky constitutional issue or a complex constitutional issue. What they're saying is that the police never investigated whoever killed our loved one, Tamara Green, and they denied us the right to sue these people in court, sue the killer in court. Basically, what that says in layman's terms is that they're trying to stonewall the investigation into the murder of Tamara Green. So, we, you know, that's an important issue. If the family deserves to be, you know, compensated or something for that, a judge is going to have to decide whether that's the case. So, whether we're sick of Kwame Kilpatrick's story and all the tales of corruption in the city of Detroit, there are still some important issues hanging out there. That we got to get to the bottom of.
Jim, from what you know, was there a party at the mansion?
Well, that's a $1 million question, isn't it, Tony?
There just seems to be a lot of information out there pointing to it. But man, there are so many people involved. You would think that something out there would come forth.
Yeah, you know, here's my thing. There's no absolute proof that it happened. So as far as publishing a story that it happened, we can't do that. It's not true. It hasn't been proven. The two people who have come forward have big credibility problems. They might be able to convince a jury that they're believable, I don't want to say one way or the other on that, but here's my big question. You've got a party that happened 8 years ago, a party supposedly, by the accounts of the two people who say was attended by police officers and was responded to by police officers. EMS units were supposedly there. It's been 8 years. The only people who have come forward are lay people who may or may not be telling the truth. Where are the people who have credibility, like police officers, firefighters, doctors, emergency room people? Where are those folks? Some people say they're scared to come forward. Well, I don't know. I have questions whether a police officer who carries a gun for a living and puts bad guys like drug dealers and murderers in prison, whether they're really that scared. You know, they're really scared of the deposed mayor of Detroit who's in prison. Doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me.
You know, Jim, what I think every time I see another part of a story that Kwame Kilpatrick is involved in, it's very sad that Tamara Green was killed. It's very sad for her family. But the family tree, if you will, all the people that were involved with Kwame in one capacity or another in illegal activities is almost mind-boggling and is mafioso-like.
Well, the really interesting thing is that it all goes back to the Manoogian Mansion party rumor in some way as well. It's the rumor that ate Detroit, pretty much. And, you know, we haven't heard the end of this story, Tony, as much as some of us may be tired of it, because there is still this big federal investigation out there. And you mentioned as friends and family and former administration officials and things like that, many of whom have already been indicted and convicted, but we haven't seen the climax of that investigation yet. And, you know, we're told that they're still out there working, the FBI, and they're anticipating more developments in that sometime soon.
What else is Jim Schaefer going to be working on?
Oh, man, it's tough to do anything else while we have all these unanswered questions. I'm working on a big story about Wayne County as a governmental unit not paying crime victims when they are owed money by criminals. You know, it's hard enough to get a criminal to pay restitution to a crime victim as part of his sentence, but when they do, they ought to get that money, those crime victims. And in Wayne County, they have a particularly hard time finding those folks or even trying to find those folks. So I did a big project a couple weeks ago about how there's $4 million sitting in bank accounts that Wayne County has never been able to distribute to crime victims.
And
travesty.
Jim, as someone who works and lives in the area, what's your perspective on Rick Snyder? Is he going to be good for Detroit?
Boy, you know, I leave that political stuff up to my partner, M.L. Elric, because I'm just an old-time police reporter. But I'll tell you what, I know the guy's got some thick skin because he's going to have his inaugural speech outside this January, right? Mm-hmm. It was just announced yesterday. I think Jennifer Granholm took hers inside when it was a little chilly out. But I don't know. I think we need a good, strong leader in this state, don't we? We need somebody that can get beyond the politics and bring us all together and find some solutions. And that's what this guy promises. I think we're all going to be watching and hoping that he can follow through on that.
Yeah, I found it interesting how Newark, New Jersey, and St. Louis are the crime cities, if you will, and Detroit seems to be, you know, keeping its nose out of having that crown, if you will. Is it efforts from the Detroit Police Department that is doing that, or is it something else involved?
Well, in terms of what are you asking, if crime is going down?
Yes.
Right. I think we've seen some progress on that. I know that it's difficult to compare daily or yearly anyway what is going on in big cities, because there are so many other factors. You've got economy, you've got poverty, you've got joblessness that factor into crime stats. And for years in the city of Detroit, there are some who believe that some of those numbers were cooked a little bit that were reported to the FBI. So stories that are based on crime statistics just straight up always make me a little suspicious, because they might be taken out of context. There's a lot more to the story than just numbers.
Jim Schaefer was a co-author of a Pulitzer Prize award-winning book. Is that book still selling for you, Jim?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for mentioning it. We got some left. If anybody wants them, you can get them at KwameSutra.com. That's a book of things that Kwame Kilpatrick said over the years, some things he probably wishes he never said, some things that he might be proud of, and other things that he typed into his little text messaging device.
All right, Jim, have a good Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Tony. You too.